Join us every Saturday from 11 to midnight for Under the Floorboards, a weird and obscure DIY audio art experience. Under the Floorboards explores music that was made for one person and broadcast to everyone. Under the Floorboards, every Saturday from 11 to midnight on KGNU.
And Under the Floorboards is the next show. However, I'm going to run down the playlist from the prior show, Electronic Air. Started out this set a while back, almost an hour ago, with Marijuana Remix by Cortex, original track by 1200 Micrograms. Who Has the Marijuana by Alien Project was after that. Then we heard Ellipsy by Vegas, The Gypsy Symphony featuring Theonia by Static Movement. Then we heard Shankara, and that was from the Sunburn Goa anthem. Through the Eyes of Time by Globular was after that. Then we heard Symbolico, Quantum Praying, Eastern Opulence by Kelia Centillo, then The Divine Purpose by Symbolico, ended up with track by my bros, Desert Dwellers, Calling on My Roots. And I like a lot of Desert Dwellers tracks, but that's a newer one, I should say. They put out tracks all the time, unbelievably prolific. Okay, now we're going to switch gears. Under the Floorboards is a little bit different. It's music that's not necessarily things that you would have heard before. So the idea is more obscure. One or two people producing these tracks, experimental, and I find it refreshing. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Buddha Bomb. We have till midnight. Thanks for joining me on this musical journey. We are now under the floorboards.
Thank you. Sunday. habe Gattung, keine ferne Macht. Gattung, keine ferne Macht.
Star to every
So This be error, not the time's fool. This be error.
Mr. Tim, could you tell us about the Antichrist, please?
Mr. Bat, I'd love to, and I'd love to state that this is only my opinion, and that today is January 16th, before the end, it's better many were not born. he come, will be written King of Kings and Lord of Lords when Christ comes again. On his vesture and on his thigh, that name will be written. And he will come at that chosen time. But, and it's only my opinion, I don't think the time will be now. Of course, one never knows. It could be. I have to be on my toes. But I think it will be way far from now. I believe before the Antichrist comes, there will be visitations either from the planets above or from us to them or both. I believe the next century will surely in the next century, if not earlier, will be the beginning of outer space. To many who hear this tape, to many who listen to this, especially coming from Tiny Tim, eccentric weirdo star of the past, they'll either not listen, take it as a joke, or say it's sick. They can say whatever they want. Maybe they're right. I certainly don't know if I have this great wisdom, I praise the Lord for it. If I don't, I praise him for letting me realize that. But in my opinion, and that's why I've stated those three words, in my opinion only, I believe that the Antichrist will be from another galaxy, another world.
We now continue with moribund music of the 70s.
Moribund music of the 70s, going back to 1972 for a number one song.
Hi there, moribund music of the 70s.
Hello there.
Hi.
My name's Art.
Hi, Art.
Arch.
Excuse me.
And I just wanted to let you know that I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I worked at a radio station up in Portland towards the end of the...
Portland, season. Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
And I remember that music very well, and you know, the music that we grew up with.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, like I said, keep up the good work.
Okay.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice night.
Hi.
Bye.
Good for you.
Moribund music of the 70s.
Hi, one vote for number four.
One vote for number four. You don't have a touch-tone cupillac, huh?
Nope.
Oh, okay. One vote for number four. Anything else you
with
got
my
for
tongue
us?
And my...
Anything else you got for us?
Light all the way down my...
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Moribund music of the 70s.
Oh, I was going to make a comment on the air.
Oh, comment on the air. He's not taking him right now. What comment did you want to make? I'll pass it on to him.
Simply to the effect of that I love the whole concept, and it's brought me back quite a bit and made me feel real good. And like the guy said earlier, I usually am not up this late, but...
Good for you.
I keep thinking there are things that I'm really going to want to hear.
Well,
good for you. Good for you.
Comment.
And I just wanted to thank you guys.
Oh,
it's,
all right.
It's definitely a breath of fresh air.
I'll pass that on to him.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Back to 1972 for a number one song, that's Three Dog Night and Black and White.
Moribund, an old term that is fast becoming a household vocable. Utterback's 21st Century Collegiate Dictionary defines it as being in the state of dying, approaching death. Now your favorite hits of the 70s are being brought back fully to life in the 5-hour retro media extravaganza, Moribund Music of the 70s.
We say it with music, music, music.
Don't quite know what happened there. We think we lost a little bit of our audio portion. Yeah, the only portion we've got. Well, we'll get to news as soon as I queue up the news tape. 1970. No, that's not the news tape.
Moribund music of the 70s.
Listen, I got a question. Was he really stoned or something?
No, he's not stoned. It's just there's lots of technical problems, and Mr. Joyce doesn't seem to be too thrilled, but I'm not sure of that, of course.
Good for you. Good for you.
What sort of technical difficulties?
Oh, I don't know. He's just having lots of trouble. He's very anxious about this. You know, he's worked on it, you know, for so long.
Well, anyway, I know, but it's just, it sounds fine. It's nothing.
So much sewerage water.
I'll pass that on to him.
Okay. Well, is he really, he's really busy now, right?
Well, wait a second. Let me check, okay?
Okay.
We scrub and scrub.
It says it's really good.
Pardon me?
It says it sounds fine.
Joke too. It was
serious. He says it was a joke. He wasn't serious.
Spark some interest, which I
just wanted
did.
To spark some interest. You're getting lots of calls now. It was just a plea for lots of calls. That's all it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It just was a bad plea. Can you tell him to call me this week at work? He's got my work number.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, he knows, then he can find out.
I'll pass that on to him.
Tell him he's got to call me. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Every day you hear our announcers say support comes from local businesses like, and then mention the names of local businesses and nonprofit organizations. These groups already know the value of the KGNU listening audience and have chosen to make community radio part of their marketing mix. If you'd like to learn what these folks already know, call Sarah at 303-449-4885 or visit kgnu.org for more information.
You're tuned into KGNU Radio, a show called Under the Floorboards, tweaky and different. Ended up with Negative Land, off-air comments number one, household vocable, wrong cues begin, is he stoned, etc. Right before that, Antichrist and Barcodes by Current 93. Then we heard Roots Art Mix by John Cage. Pleasant Banjo Intro with Irritating Squeak by Nurse with Wound. And that followed Chance Meeting of a Defective Tape Machine and Migraine, also by Nurse with Wound. Started out this set a while back, Battle with Invisible Monster by Luis and Bebe Baron. Wow, it's going by really quick. We have about 20 minutes of this Under the Floorboards show to go. And that's going to be followed by Sleepless Nights, a variety music show. And after that, sometimes Under the Floorboards until 5:30 or so in the morning. I think 6:30 on Sundays, actually. Then we have gospel hours and news and more music. Lots of things to explore and discover here on KGNU. Yeah, the Gospel Chime Hour starts about, it looks about 7-ish in the morning. So we have music all night long, and then we have more music all day long on the weekends. Mostly music, a little bit of news. During the week, it's news, music, news, music, and more news and lots of music. Well, I appreciate your tuning in. I'm going to get back to Under the Floorboards. We'll be right back.
makes a petition on a book from tour of paradise. Heaven's a wall-to-wall motel, a head-to-toe hell. Plug me into your microbe, mankind. So you wanna see your day be? Pile on the juice and the self-abuse. Where's my alibi? I'm looking at your dynamo.
I never expand in sparkle.
Duck it on it, ain't you?
Which part of the world doing the sound of the lot of sand? It's the nonsense of music. It wasn't happening. It was a funny record of the world. It was the other
This is West London. In fact, you always know when you're in a smart part of town when you see a van going by offering to sprinkle both curtains and your upholstery. It's a very interesting grid of streets around here. All the houses I have quarters are immaculately kept. Early to mid-Victorian terraces. Each has got a small stamp front button with things like Scythia, Berberis, Lilac, things like that growing. But I'm here to see celebrity hairdresser Charles
Worthington.
And he's got something a little bit more adventurous around the back.
You never know what I mean.
Charles, what for the background? The whole house.
This is an event thing.
Been here for 2 years. And for me, you know, the whole essence was about simplicity. I have a very busy, hectic schedule and busy lifestyle, as many people do. And I wanted to have a tranquil haven that I could come back to.
And what was it like when you inherited this property?
Well, the one thing that struck me about the house was that on every level light comes flooding in, and that was one thing the garden didn't have. So it was a case of being able to reflect light in some way, which is why I've had some of the walls rendered and painted white. So even on a dull day, you look out there and it's bright. No, I haven't actually. It was an interesting project. I suppose what I've done in the past is lived with what's been there and changed it slightly. I've never sort of gone into a project like this and had a garden that I've completely gutted and started from scratch. And that was interesting, quite nerve-wracking as well. You know, when you're looking out at just rubble and it's at the halfway stage, you're thinking, my goodness, what am I doing? How is this going to look? Is it really going to work? And then I started getting nervous thinking, maybe the garden does need a lawn.
4 minutes to go, everybody's been riding in to say, for heaven's sake, on Tuesday night, play Whistlefoot.
Thank you.
Santa Claus coming.
Richard M. Nixon announces his intention to resign, and Gerald R. Ford is sworn in as president. School milk prices soar to 10.2 cents per half pint. Also, record-setting droves of moviegoers delight in the destruction of human life in such immensely popular disaster films as The Towering Inferno, while Andy Kim takes a record-setting fall of his own as his single, Rock Me Gently, plummets from the number one to the number 12 position.
Now, number one music from August 1974.
And now, the drug scene.
What have we got here?
Scoreboard. Dick Vaughn, Moribundity, and you.
Let's see. Well, let's see. No. Let's check the schedule here. We've got. I want to put on one of those. Let's see. One of the top 10 call-ins, except only 4 to 6 is showing.
We always get those.
No. Top 10 call-ins. Not 4 to 6. 1 to 3. All right. Let's see, that's on Cart 2.
Moribund Music of the 70s would like to thank all who participated in our survey during the past 3 hours. Your opinions are very important to us. And now the payoff. Your favorite back burner hits as rated by you. Counted down in order from number 10 to number 1. The all-new and very first Moribund Music of the 70s Top 10 Countdown.
And just making it in. At number 10, this is Belle and James with music from 1979. Living It Up Friday Night. Positioned by you and played back for you from yours truly, Dick Vaughn, and your friends at Moribund Music of the 70s. Compiled by you and for you, this is the Moribund Music of the 70s Top 10. Number 9, this is Sister Janet Mead with The Lord's Prayer.
From number 10 to number 1. These are Northern and Central California's top moribund hits of the 70s, as selected by you. Now back to Dick Vaughn and the number 8 song from your very first 70s nostalgia experience, Moribund Music.
We're in the midst of a Moribund Music of the 70s Top 10 Countdown, as compiled by you earlier in the morning between 2 and 5 a.m. And we heard Amos Moses from Jerry Reed, a Top 10 song from 1971, and another Top 5 song from Sister Janet Mead at number 9. That's The Lord's Prayer.
Super bad. K-Tail presents 20 sensational sounds by the brothers and sisters who made them great. Isaac Hayes. The Iceman Cummings, Jerry Butler. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown. Love Unlimited. The main ingredient. Everybody plays a fool. Barbara Mason, the Staple Singers, Frederick Knight, the Shalites, Joe Thicke, Honeycomb, and Frida Payne. All that he left is a band of Joe Simon, the Detroit Emperor, Superbad. 20 sensational sounds by the brothers and sisters who made them great. Superbad, only $3.99. 8-track tapes, $5.99 from KTEL.
The preceding 60 seconds were presented as an important historical and cultural study. The previously stated product is not necessarily endorsed by the staff and or management of this station. We now continue with moribund music of the 70s and Dick Vaughan.
The number 7 song from the Moribund Music Countdown, this is Pilot with Magic.
Moribund music of the 70s countdown, this is number 6.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Moribund music from 1972, taking the number 6 position in our top 10 countdown. That's actually is George Frayne, better known as Commander Cody, with Hot Rod Lincoln. And before that, we heard from Pilot. That was number 7, Magic. As placed by you, these are the top moribund hits of the 70s. And at number 5 in our countdown, we have...
Bingo, 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 bingo.
So it is another Under the Floorboards show has just finished. That was Jungle Bowls by Rinaldo and the Loaf. We played another track from those guys, Rinaldo and the Loaf, a track called Dada Smooth. Then we heard Negative Land, news headlines, more wrong cues, top 10 countdown, etc. It is midnight in the Front Range of Colorado. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a great time tonight. And next up, we have Sleepless Nights. Whereas Electronic Air has a focus of modern electronic, mostly dance styles of music, and Under the Floorboards, it's rather strange, different, mostly obscure, and not necessarily syncopated in the way Electronic Air is. Sleepless Nights on KGNU Radio. It's all about creative radio. This is late night radio. And I'm happen to be very lucky because I get to listen to all three shows because I'm hosting all three shows tonight. The third Saturday of every month. I've been doing this for, I don't know, a couple years, actually. I am in my 20th year broadcasting, and I want to thank all of you for listening to me and listening to whoever is on KGNU. We have different DJs with different styles all day and all night, all week and every year, and it just keeps on going, and it's a lot of fun. And there's opportunities for you to get involved. If you want to give me a call when I stop talking, 303-442-4242. If you happen to be online, let me know. Send an email to dj at kgnu.org. I'm going to continue with an eclectic music mix. Sleepless Nights. We have 3 hours of music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Starting right now.